Tabernacle Church, president of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day, this
yes,
is Winning
this day.
Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
This is a day of victory, Winning Wednesday. We want to invite you out tonight for Christ Over Crisis, starting at 4 p.m. at 1046 Dixon Boulevard, Pebbles Catering and Event Design. We're in week 6 of Christ Over Crisis. Christ Over Crisis is Wakisha said yes to God when he asked her to feed the people 6 weeks ago. Feed my people.
Mm-hmm.
So she didn't know it was going to be stretched out over 6 weeks. If she would have known that at the time, maybe she would have said no.
Yeah.
But she said yes to the call of God. So she's using her gifting to cook, to cater large events on a large scale. She's using that gifting. She's using what God has entrusted her with, her business, her kitchen, her dining hall, the banquet hall, the space over there in the parking lot for cars to be able to pull up and pick up hot dinners, pick up trays. So we want to invite you out. Come on out. Invite a friend to come on out and pick up some dinner tonight at 4 p.m. That's 1046 Dixon Boulevard.
And she's making her day count.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to talk about Diane this morning and encourage our listeners, mm-hmm. standing what?
Firm
in difficult times.
So we're in Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World, Turning Failure into Success. So if you have the book, we're on page 96. If you don't have the book, order the book.
Yes.
It's available on www.makelifework.com. It's available as a paperback and an ebook. So
yeah.
You could download it and you could have it in your hand right today and be with us for tomorrow to read through. So we're starting on page 96, Standing Firm in Difficult Times. One leader who displayed unrelenting strength in one of the toughest crises modern-day America has faced was New York Mayor Rudolph Giuliani. After the September 11, 2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center, he proved he could stand firm in the most difficult of times. His resolve included overcoming a devastating bout with prostate cancer.
Yeah.
In addition, he endured the embarrassment of a highly publicized extramarital affair, followed by a separation from his wife. Minutes after the planes hit the World Trade Center, Mayor Giuliani was on the scene, bringing a scene of strength to the city. He stood firm when fear struck the hearts of many Americans, serving as a pillar of courage.
And that's where we ought mm-hmm. to be as child of God,
mm-hmm.
as Christian leaders, which I am, and you, Pastor Dye, mm-hmm. we got to become a pillar mm-hmm. of what? Courage.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because that's what people are looking for. In times of fear, people are looking for courage.
Yes, we have to become a pillar of
mm-hmm.
courage.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to search our own heart. And we have to go to God
mm-hmm.
and find out what God is saying, what God is mm-hmm. saying in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear it. Fear not.
Fear not.
For I am with you.
It goes back to what you
yeah.
were saying about light and darkness.
Yes.
It's like fear is the darkness. But in order to eradicate the fear, the light must be on.
Yeah.
The light of the word of God. We must be making positive confessions. We must be declaring the word of God out of our mouth and allowing it to enter back into our own ear, which washes our mind, which sanctifies our mind, which purifies our mind, which causes us then to be able to operate in courage when fear is knocking at the door.
We got to stand up. We got to stand up and make our day count.
Mm-hmm. And I like in the book the way that when you talked about specific people and their unrelenting courage, you also noted it wasn't just their public life that they had to show courage. It was their private life also that they had to show courage. So what we do when nobody else is looking determines the level that we are at when we come into view. So some of those private battles that we're fighting at home, they're preparing us for when we do come into the light. Because you said in here that he had his own issues. He had a health issue.
Yes.
He had a relational issue. But he was able to overcome those issues, and that put him, that practiced him, that prepared him to be in position now where he's handling this national issue.
Sure.
So we got to, we got to thank God.
Come on.
We got to thank God for the things that we're able to endure. We got to thank God for the lessons learned in life, because they are preparing us for the next level.
Think about another man. That was Giuliani.
Mm.
Showing unrelenting courage in one of the greatest, at that time, challenges that our country faced.
Mm-hmm.
But 2020 trumpet with corona. Because
mm-hmm.
I think it was about, 3,000 or 5,000, I'm not sure, don't quote me on it, people die out of the trade center. But there's 50,000 people gone right now. So he trumpet all.
Mm-hmm.
And he's calling for what? Courage.
Mm-hmm.
Calling to eradicate fear,
mm-hmm.
because we are human,
mm-hmm.
and the first thing going to grip us, adversity. When adversity strike, mm-hmm. the first thing hit is what?
Fear.
And none of us is what? Exempt.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us is superhuman.
Mm-hmm.
Look at John chapter 17 and verse 1. John chapter 17, and this time we're going to look at Jesus, how he handled it.
Mm-hmm.
How he handled it.
Jesus spoke these words, lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son also may glorify you.
Look at verse 2. Go ahead.
As you have given him authority over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as you have given him.
Yes.
And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent.
Okay, we can stop there. Because this is so powerful. Beloved, you can read this.
Mm-hmm.
This was the moment now.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus was here, and his hour come now.
Mm-hmm.
He got to go to the cross.
Yeah.
This was John chapter 17. Jesus now is getting ready to go to the cross. There's no turning back. There's no turning back. You got to read this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus lift up his eyes. That's why it says you got to go to God. Ask
mm-hmm.
God for help.
Mm-hmm.
This is the key, beloved. Jesus spoke these words, lifting up his eyes to heaven, said, Father, the hour has come.
mm-hmm.
I wish this hour didn't come, but it has come. And I'm going to need you now
mm-hmm.
more than any other time. He says, glorify your Son.
Mm-hmm.
And he started to go down. He has to get courage
yes.
to go to that cross, Diane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he had to see past.
He had to
see past the crucifixion. He had
yes.
to see past the circumstance. He had to see past the physical anguish.
And, yes.
He had to see past that to the resurrection. He had to see past that
yes.
to the time, then the 40 days that he was on the
yes.
earth, to bring courage back to his disciples who were in a state of terror,
yes.
who were in a state of despair. When Jesus died on that cross, they thought that it was all over. They were memorializing the moment of death. We got to get that. As we've been studying over these 40 days here, from the time of the resurrection to the time that Jesus actually ascended, there was a 40-day period where he remained on the earth and he presented himself to the disciples. He presented himself to believers to encourage them, to enrich them, to prepare them for the next level of glory, which was the release of the Holy Spirit. During that time, if you go through the Gospels and you read what took place during that time at the crucifixion, right after the crucifixion, there was a period, it says, where they were just observing. There was a group of women. They were just observing the body being placed in the tomb. And then they went home, and there was a day of preparation. And then there was the day of the Sabbath. And during that time, they were preparing things to anoint a dead body. They had an expectation that in 3 days they were going back again to anoint a dead body. They were memorializing dead moments. They didn't yet get it, that what Jesus had said, until the day that they came then to the tomb and they saw that the stone was rolled back. The stone was the obstacle that they were trying to figure out. How are we going to roll back the stone so we could anoint his dead body? But when they came there, the obstacle was already rolled back. The stone was already rolled back and there was no dead body. There was a resurrection that had taken place. So some of the things that we fear, some of the moments that we memorialize, dead moments, those things, we need to see past those things. We need to see past that circumstance into the resurrection, because then in Luke chapter 24, verse 8, it says, and then they remembered his words. Yes. That was for somebody this morning. And then they remembered his words. If you will just remember that word that was spoken onto you, if you will just remember that word, pull that thing back out that God spoke, that you began to work on, the direction you began to go in, but then you stopped. And then they remembered his words. We want to encourage you on this morning. Do not memorialize dead moments. God is doing a new thing in this season. If you continue to memorialize dead moments from the past, you will never experience the resurrection power, this next new level of glory that we are moving into. We got to be filled with the unrelenting courage that it's going to take to be able to separate ourselves from dead things in order to operate in life. They said to them at the tomb that morning, "Why do you seek the living amongst the dead?" So we must stop roaming around tombs because it brings gloom. Stop roaming around the tombs
because
it brings gloom.
That's so good. That's so good. I encourage our listeners to read John chapter 17 through John chapter 18 mm-hmm. this morning. Watch this. Watch this. You know how I'm a student of the word. Mm-hmm. Jesus spoke those words. Lift up his eyes to heaven and says, "Father, the hour has come." And then he started to go through the whole thing down. This is so sweet. And when you look back over in verse 25, 26, and verse 1. We just read that, because, and then we pick that up on what, Thursday? Okay.
John 17, 25?
Yeah,
righteous Father.
Yeah.
The world has not known you.
Yes.
But I have known you.
Yes.
And these have known that you sent me.
Yes.
And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me
yes.
may be in them and I in them.
And that was who he was talking to, the disciple.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't talking. You need to read this thing carefully. He says, "O righteous Father, the world has not known you, but I know you 100%.
And these have known.
And these have known, the 12. Mm-hmm. And in 17, he says, the only one I lost is Judas in mm-hmm. there. He says that. He says, "I have kept them all
mm-hmm.
except Judas." Yes. You got to see this, how powerful this is. Mm-hmm. And then he says, "I have declared that unto them." Then he comes into what? Verse 8, chapter 18. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have to stop there. Chapter 18, he says, "When Jesus had spoken these words, he went out with his disciples over Brook Kidron." That was going to he was going to the garden.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
This is Morning Breath, your drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum. Morning Breath starts now.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the program. This is a beautiful Thursday, April 29th. We're going to be getting into Acts 19 in just a minute. What we do is on this program called Morning Breath is we get into the Word of God, read a chapter, spend some time in it, sometimes read